Our Kansaland Radio sports coverage continues with the Community National Bank Local High School Scoreboard Show. Stay tuned for tonight's area scores, stats, standings, recaps, and more. Sponsored by B&P Propane and Knotty Pine Oil Company of Holton, Knights of Columbus Insurance, Kirby Schmelsley, Blue Valley Technology, the Denison State Banks in Holton, Hoyt, Meriden, and Topeka, Honeyman Ford in Seneca, Ag Partners Cooperative, Sunflower Community Credit Union in Marysville, Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton, Lucard Chiropractic and Wellness of Sabetha, Giant Communications, McDonald's in Hiawatha and Seneca, Edward Jones in Hiawatha, Sabetha, and Holton, S&S Automotive in Seneca, and Commercial Tire Solutions. Now, the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show on the MSC Sports Radio Network with your host, Seth Tollison.
And a good football Friday night. Seth Tollison here with you on the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show as we have entered into week number five after week number four comes to a conclusion here tonight. A couple of games still wrapping up, and we'll get all of those final scores in for you from throughout Northeast Kansas here this evening. A lot of big games as district play opened up for several teams in Class 2A, 3A, and 4A, and we'll get you all of those finals again here throughout the evening. Like I said, a lot of big matchups, some league titles potentially, helping to decide maybe who's going to sneak those out here this year. And, of course, like I said, district play underway as, again, basically a new season begins for some of these schools. Maybe they had a rough start and started off a little sloppy and have time to clean things up as they head into district play and everybody looking for position to get into the postseason here in 2021. We're starting the show just a little bit early here tonight as our game on both stations moving quickly here this evening. And so we'll have, again, a few scores here for you to start off. And we'll kind of stretch the show out just a little bit to try to get all those finals in for you. We'll also get some recaps tonight from our games of the week on 103.9 FM. Also on the Holton and Sabetha channels, we had three different modes of media covering, again, the Holton and Sabetha, a big seven-league district game here tonight as the Wildcats and Blue Jays met up tonight in a game that was 14-9 at half. Holton with just a slight lead. They would go score two quick touchdowns in the first quarter, and then Sabetha would strike back and sneak in. They got an early field goal, and then Sabetha would score. They went for two, didn't get it. 14-9 is where they were at halftime. And then the third quarter started, all Holton, as they put up a total of 284 yards in the third quarter alone. 27 points scored by the Wildcats, and that was all she wrote. Sabetha would add on one score late, but Holton tonight, they take care of Sabetha 41-17, so the Wildcats improve to 4-0 and start district playoff with a 1-0 record. So a huge game there in Class 3A and District 4. Other games in District 4 in Class 3A tonight, it was Rock Creek tonight. They take care of the Redhawks 48-0. The Mustangs, again, tough competition against the likes of Silver Lake and Rossville. So they've had a couple of tough games. They came into the game at 1-2 while the Redhawks had a 2-1 record. But again, probably the toughest game that Hiawatha, toughest team for sure to date that they have faced so far. And tonight it was all Rock Creek as Hiawatha struggled to get much of anything going as they fall tonight again 48-0. Both teams now even at 500, but Hiawatha dropping to 0-1 in district play. The other games in Class 3A and District number 4 tonight, Royal Valley and Jeff West. Last update, Jeff West was up by double digits over Royal Valley, but that one has not gone final yet. Also then in District 3 in Class 3A, Perry LeCompton and Bishop Ward in action tonight, and again, no final there. Class 4A, Atchison tonight taking on KCA foe KC Harmon. All Phoenix tonight. Listen to this score, 70-0. Atchison handles Harmon tonight big time. 70-0 is your final score. We'll get a recap from that game coming up later from Tom Counts. As again, it's all Atchison here this evening in that KCA showdown. Taking a look then at Class 2A tonight, it is Rossville and McLeod. There's a dogfight at Rossville, as Rossville probably one of the favorites in Class 2A here this year, and they dominate tonight, 66-0. They take care of McLeod, and you can't think but feel a little bit for the McLeod team. The first two games of the season, again, COVID issues, so they were unable to play last week, struggling to get out of the gate. This week, you're asked to go play again the best team in Class 2A as far as the rankings are concerned, and it looks like it. Rossville is definitely on their way to a deep run in the Class 2A playoffs, as Rossville dominates tonight over McLeod 66-0. Another team looking to make some noise would be the Thunder from Nemaha Central, as tonight they played host to a Tiger team that's got some attention, as ACCHS came into tonight with a 3-0 record. But tonight it was Nemaha Central winning it 20-0. This game was close. ACCHS hung in there clear until the third and fourth quarters, but it was Nemaha Central getting the shutout. Defense showed up to play for the Thunder. They get to 3-1 and 1-0 in District 4 in Class 2A. Elsewhere in District 4, Class 2A, St. Mary's all over Riverside tonight, 54-7, as the Cyclones drop to 0-4 overall and 0-1 in, again, District 4 in Class 2A. Also in District 4, a game we're looking for a Final Four, Marhill Mount Academy, ask and you shall receive, just handed to me, thank you, Miles. It is Republic County over Marhill Mount Academy, 44-16. Republic County winners tonight. Buffaloes are 2-1. They are out of the North Central League, while Marhill and the NEKL, they fall to 2-2 and 0-1 in District 4 Class 2A. Also going on tonight, district games in Class 1A tonight is Valley Heights and Centralia in action tonight. That the feature game on 92.1 FM KMZ. Also in that same district, it is the Chargers and Chargers, JCN and Horton. Last update, Jefferson County North had a big lead in that one. Also tonight then in that same district, it's Wabunsee and Jackson Heights, as we'll be looking for finals coming from those games here later on in the show. Non-district game, there's only a couple of those on my score sheet here tonight. One of those is Troy and Pleasanton, as it is the Trojans and Blue Jays tonight. Troy, again, with a 2-1 record from the TVL, taking on the Pleasanton Blue Jays from the Three Rivers League. Again, those are both 1A teams, Troy in the second district and Pleasanton in the first district in Class 1A. Eight-man football, Division 1 in District number 3 tonight. Washington County takes care of Donovan West. This was a good one. Washington County wins it 44-36. Donovan West, after two tough losses to a team from Missouri and then one from Nebraska, they go to Washington County. So not only do they lose tonight, but again, a long road trip for them. So a tough task taking on Washington County, as D. West falls to 1-3 and 0-1 in that district, while Washington County gets their first win of the season. They're 1-0. In, again, District 3. Also tonight in that same district, it is Clifton Clyde at Burlingame, as the Eagles taking on the Bearcats. And hey, Clifton Clyde, they're 2-1 now as they get to 1-0 in that district. They beat Burlingame 30-6 is your final score. In Division 2, 8-man football tonight, it's all Onega, the Buffaloes, over the Bulldogs from Lynn. It's also a Twin Valley League matchup, as Onega wins it big, 62-12, all over the Bulldogs. They are now 1-3, so just their first win of the season, but they are now 1-2 in district play. Also in District 3 in Division 2 tonight, Frankfort takes care of Blue Valley, 59-14. The Wildcats are 4-0. Well, we've reached our first break. We're going to take it. We'll come back. We'll have more scores for you. If you've got one, you're heading home from a game and you've got a score for us, feel free to give us a call. The number is 1-888-907-2346. We'll be back with more scores. Also, stay tuned to our Lucre Chiropractic and Wellness Game Ball nominees. We'll do that towards the end of the show. That's coming up here on the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show.
Notice that banking is this big corporate thing. To these mega banks, you're just an account number. And no one seems to even notice. You're so wrapped up in other things. Well, snap out of it! There's a movement to take back control to take back financial freedom, to take back banking. Kasafa is checking that rewards you for doing everyday things that you're already doing anyway. So join the movement. Take back banking with Kasafa.
Ask for Kasafa at Community National Bank, member FDIC. Qualifications and rules apply. See institution for details.
Free, free, free. Hi, this is Brian Nelson with Giant Communications, and our free times three promo is back. When you sign up for a new Giant Communications internet service, you get free installation, first month of service, and free modem rental for a year. Leave your old high-speed internet in the dust because Giant Communications is the fastest service provider in the area, offering download speeds of up to 300 megabits per second. Hurry to save big because our free times three promo ends soon. If you live in Jackson or Jefferson County, give us a call or visit giantcom.net today to learn more.
It's true. Many of us spend more time thinking about our next vacation than we do preparing for retirement. But if you think your retirement needs more attention, I agree, and I'd like to help. Hi, this is Brad Edwards with Edward Jones in Hiawatha. Together, we can give your long-term strategy the attention it deserves. Stop by my office here in Hiawatha, Shannon Wright in Holton, or Jeff Russell in Sabetha. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
At the end of a long, hard week, it's not about what you have or even what you've accomplished. It's about who you have lifted up, supported, and made better. It's about what you've given back. Hi, this is Carly from BNP Propane in Holton. We at BNP Propane want to encourage you on Friday nights to enjoy a meal out at a local restaurant, shop at the locally owned businesses, cheer on the student athletes from the stands, or visit the front porch of a neighbor. Seek to share a little of yourself and touch the lives of others. In this world, we were never meant to do life alone behind a screen.
This is Mark Starr at GN Bank. We support you as you turn goals into accomplishments. That might be purchasing your first car, opening a small business, buying a home, harvesting that bumper crop, or preparing for a new life after retirement. GN Bank is here for all your life's milestones. We strive and will continue to strive to be your best place to bank and borrow. GN Bank, with locations in Holton, Hiawatha, Horton, and Wetmore. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
And we're back here on the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show here on this Friday, September 24th, week number four behind us as we get set for week number five. We'll run down all of our scores here from throughout Northeast Kansas and take a look at, again, where the teams stand in district play as, again, all but three of our games here tonight throughout our listening area were all district games here this evening as both 3A and 4A and 2A actually all getting going with, again, district play. Class 1A and 8-man all getting started with their 1A or with their district play earlier here this year. So let's get to it. Again, more scores here tonight coming in. We appreciate everybody letting us know what's going on. Also like to thank Kirk and Mason again here tonight, or Miles rather, they're here tonight helping us get scores on the air to you. Again, in Class 6A, 4A, a matchup in the Kansas City Atchison League, as it is all Phoenix tonight, 70-0. Atchison rolls over KC Harmon. The Phoenix over the Hawks, 70-0 is your final, as Atchison, don't look now, they're 3-1. And again, they already have a 2-1 record in that Class 4A East District. Perry-Lecompton tonight, we talked about some good games here this evening, and Perry-Lecompton got a big win tonight at Bishop Ward as they went at 42-35, and they get to 1-0 in their third district there in Class 3A. So a big win for the cause as they went it by 7, get back to 500 overall. Holton tonight taking care of Sabetha. This was a close game, clear until the third quarter. And then about three plays in, Holton would score, and then they'd score three more times in the third. Holton wins it big, 41-17 over the Blue Jays, as the Wildcats are now 4-0 and start off District 4 play with a 1-0 start. Still looking for the final score from Royal Valley, Jeff West. Last we heard, Jeff West with the lead and looking for their first win of the season. That the other game in District 4 in Class 3A and the third and final game in that district tonight saw Rock Creek take care of Hiawatha 48-0. So you've got Holton and Rock Creek both with very good starts, again, to start district play in Class 3A District 4. District 3 play tonight in Class 2A saw Silver Lake, again, a highly ranked team in Class 2A. They're all over the Bears of Oskaloosa, 53-0 your final score. Silver Lake is now 3-1 overall and 1-0 in District 3 play. McLeod tonight at Rossville. It's the Dogs of Rossville all over the Bulldogs of McLeod. 66-0 is your final score tonight. Rossville wins big. They are a perfect 4-0 to start the season. Also then in District number 4 in Class 2A tonight, it is Nemaha Central. Defense showed up in a big way tonight as they shut down ACCHS 20-0. This was a close game at halftime as well. Nemaha Central just ahead by two scores, but then they would go on to win it by 20. They are 3-1 and start off again district play in District number 4 in 2A with a 1-0 start. Also in that district tonight, St. Mary's all over Riverside. 54-7 is your final score. St. Mary's from the Mid-East League. They are 1-3, so just their first win of the season, but they get to 1-0 to start district play here tonight. And the other game in that district tonight saw Republic County take care of Marhill Mount Academy on the road. The Buffaloes win it big, 44-16 over the Ravens, as the Ravens fall to 2-2 and 0-1 in that district. In Class 1A on KMZA 92.1 FM, our feature game of the week saw the Panthers of Centralia take care of the Valley Heights Mustang. This one was also close early, but Centralia ran away in the second half, 41-16. The Panthers all over the Mustangs. They are a perfect 3-0 in District number 2 in Class 1A. The other games going on in that district here tonight, Horton and Jefferson County North, and also we've got Wabunsee and Jackson Heights. Final score in from the Cobras Chargers game, it's Wabunsee 22, Jackson Heights 8 is your final score. A 1A non-district game tonight, Troy at Pleasanton, no final result there. And then taking a look at 8-man football, some final scores for you. We've got Donovan West at Washington County. These are Division 1 scores. All of the Division 1 teams we have are in District 3. So these three games all from that same district. D-West tonight losing at Washington County. It's the Tigers 44, the Mustangs 36. Also same district, it is Valley Falls all over Maranatha 58-28. So the Dragons are now 1-0 in that district. Also at 1-0 in that district, Clifton Clyde as they defeat Burlingame tonight. It's the Eagles over the Bearcats 30-6, your final score. Eight-man Division 2 football in District number 3. These three games all from that district. We've got the three finals as we've got Onega tonight taking care of Lynn 62-12. Also tonight it's Frankfort all over Blue Valley 59-14. So Frankfort is 4-0 overall and 3-0 in district play. And that sets up a big one between Axtell and Hanover. Hanover, of course, ranked number 1. The Wildcats hosting the Eagles. Here's your final score. Axtell 30, Hanover 24, an upset for the Eagles. They get to 2-0, while Hanover falls to 2-1 in district play in 8-man Division 2. One other final score just handed to me, Royal Valley tonight, and Jeff West, as it is the Tigers, able to hold on. They win it and get their first win of the season, 30-12 over Royal Valley. Well, we've reached our next break. We're going to take it. We'll be back with more scores, also still to come, recaps from our area games of the week. That's still to come here on the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show.
Have you noticed that banking is this big corporate thing? To these mega banks, you're just an account number. And no one seems to even notice. You're so wrapped up in other things. Well, snap out of it! There's a movement to take back control, to take back financial freedom, to take back banking. Kasafa is checking that rewards you for doing everyday things that you're already doing anyway. So join the movement. Take back banking with Kasafa.
Ask for Kasafa at Community National Bank, member FDIC. Qualifications and rules apply. See institution for details.
Stop by McDonald's in Seneca or Hiawatha on your way to the game or on the ride home for a meal or just a snack. McDonald's has a variety of food and snacks to choose from on their menu, and you can get it all to go. Why cook before or after the game? Just stop in for your favorite drink or treat yourself to a McFlurry or an ice cream cone. Hungrier? Have a Big Mac, quarter pounder, or chicken nuggets. Whether you're headed to or from the game, stop by McDonald's in Hiawatha or Seneca.
My name is Pam, and I first saw Dr. Luker in 2008 for extreme low back pain. A series of adjustments had me feeling much better, so I stopped my visits. A year later, I found myself with extreme back pain again. I realized if I want to stay well, I need regular chiropractic care to be part of my wellness plan. With regular adjustments and exercise, I now move with ease and have no back pain. What I like best about Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness, however, is that Dr. Lukert and his staff truly care about me and my overall health.
At Ronkirk's Body Shop, their experienced staff will assist you when you most need assistance. Making friends by accident since 1983, Ronkirk's Body Shop will get you back on the road in no time. From painless dent repair to body work, they do it all. With newer vehicles being built with aluminum, many shops can't assist. Have no fear, Kirk's is here. See Ron, Teresa, or Derek today and become a part of the family tradition since 1983. Ronkirk's Body Shop in Holton, Kansas, taking the dents out of accidents.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
Don't you wish there could be one thing you could still rely on these days? Something you can depend on? Look to Denison State Bank. Yes, situations change constantly, but we know how to react to them with the steady wisdom that comes with 120 years of experience.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
And we're back here on the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show. Seth Tomlinson here with you in studios with Miles and Kirk as well, as they are busy searching the web wherever they can find some scores for us, and they've done a very good job as we need just one more. It's a non-district game. Still looking for Wetmore at Pike Valley. That's the only score we need at this point, and then we'll have everything for you here from Northeast Kansas as we will bring you all of those scores here throughout the rest of the show. Also, stay tuned. Coming up after our next break, we'll get our recaps here tonight, as we do have three of them for you tonight. We've got Holton at Sabetha. We also have Centralia and Valley Heights. And then, of course, we've got our game from our sister station out of Atchison, Harmon and Atchison. Tom Counts will have a recap of that big win for the Phoenix here tonight. We'll get to that recap here again in our next segment. But again, let's take a look again, a recap of our scores here tonight. We're going to start off with that non-district game between the Phoenix and the Hawks from Harmon. It is 70-0, all Phoenix all night long, as that game got out of control quickly in the first quarter. And again, Atchison would roll to get to 3-1. Again, this is a non-district game. Harmon is a 6A school, and again, Atchison a 4A school in the East District. Atchison tonight, that is just their first non-district game, as they came into tonight with a 2-1 district record. But that non-district game there gets them to an overall record of 3-1. In Class 3A, we'll start with the local school, Perry Lecompton, out of the Big 7. They took on Crossroads Conference Bishop Ward as the Cyclones were hosting the Cause. This one was a good one. Perry Lecompton would survive and get the road victory. They'll head home with a 2-2 record. Your final score tonight, Perry Lecompton 42, Bishop Ward 35. In District 4, three games tonight in Class 3A. Five of the six schools in that district tonight playing, all from the Big 7 League. The other one, Rock Creek, from the Mid-East. Tonight, it was Sabetha Holton, our feature game on 103.9 FM. And it is Holton winning big 41-17, as the Wildcats are 4-0, and they start with a 1-0 district record. That game was 14-9 at halftime, but Holton would score 27 points in the third quarter alone, en route to that 41-17 victory. Also winning tonight and getting to 1-0 in district play is Jeff West, as they pick up their first win of the season. They do it at home over Royal Valley. 30-12 is your final. The Tigers are 1-3. The Panthers drop to 1-3 overall, with the Tigers again getting that 1-0 district record to start off again district play. Also at 1-0, the home team from Rock Creek, as tonight is the Mustangs over the Red Hawks. Final score there was 48-0. Hiawatha again coming off a big win over Riverside, 55-0 last week. Also, they had a big win over Perry LeCompton the week before that, 21-7. But unfortunately for the Hawks tonight, they ran into a buzzsaw from Rock Creek as the Mustangs went up quickly, 48-0 again is your final. The Red Hawks drop to 0-1 and they get down to 500 at 2-2 overall here this year. Taking a look now at Class 2A in District Number 3. Three games as well there. Silver Lake tonight shuts out Oskaloosa, 53-0. It's the Eagles over the Bears. Silver Lake from the Mideast, again, also along with Rossville. Rossville big winners tonight. They take care of McLeod, 66-0. And also we've got in that same district, Pleasant Ridge and Mission Valley. The one game that was close in that district tonight, Pleasant Ridge wins by 6 over Mission Valley, 34-28 your final. The Rams knock off the Vikings, so Pleasant Ridge is now 3-1, and they get their first win at 1-0 in that district. In District Number 4 in Class 2A tonight, we've got Nemaha Central hosting ACCHS, as it's the Thunders. They take care of the Tigers, 20-7 your final score. Both teams now 3-1 overall, but Central again now 1-0 in District 4 in Class 2A. The other Big 7 League team in Class 2A is Riverside, and they headed to St. Mary's tonight, and it was all Bears as St. Mary's wins this one 54-7. As again, St. Mary's out of that tough Mideast League in Class 2A. They win big tonight over Riverside 54-7. Riverside drops to 0-4 and 0-1 in district play. Also hosting tonight in that same district, number 4, Marhill Mount Academy, the Ravens hosted the Buffaloes from Republic County, and it's Republic County winning big, 44-16. They are now 2-1 overall and 1-0 in that district, while Marhill starts off 0-1 in that district and 2-2 now in overall record. Valley Heights and Centralia tonight, our feature game on 92.1 FM KMZA. This is a Twin Valley League matchup, as it is the Panthers over the Mustangs, 41-16. Centralia wins it. They are a perfect 3-0 in District Number 2 in Class 1A 11-man football. Also in that same Class 1A District 2, it is Jefferson County North. The Chargers all over the Chargers, as tonight it is JCN 60, Horton 3. Jefferson County North now 2-0 in district play, while the Chargers from Horton fall to 0-3. Another Chargers team in that district was Wabunsee, and tonight they knocked off Jackson Heights on the road, 22-8 your final. Wabunsee over the Cobras, as the Cobras fall to 1-2 in District Number 2, Class 1A. Another final score, this in Class 1A, but a non-district game. Troy tonight, they win big 56-6 on the road at Pleasanton as your final again. 56-6, Troy is now 3-1 overall. Currently, they are 1-1 in District Number 2, the seventh team out of that district in Class 1A. Looking now at eight-man football tonight, Washington County wins it 44-36 over Donovan West. As this is a Twin Valley League matchup, an eight-man football and eight-man Division 1 in District 3. 44-36 again your final. Washington County wins it, as both teams are now 1-3 overall. Valley Falls tonight at Maranatha, as it is the Dragons winning it by 30, 58-28. Valley Falls now again independent here this season. They are 3-1. And they are 1-0 in that district going in independent after dropping down to eight-man football, as they are in Division 1 in that district. And again, starting off 1-0, also 1-0 in that same district is Clifton Clyde. They defeat Burlingame tonight, 30-6 is your final score. In Division 2, eight-man football tonight, Onega all over Lynn, 62-12 your final score. The Buffaloes win it big, 62-12 again the final. They are 1-2. In District Number 3, Frankfort tonight, all over Blue Valley, 59-14. Frankfort is 4-0 again to this season and 3-0 in that district. Also tonight, here's the big game, maybe the biggest game of the season in eight-man football so far this year, and it was a doozy. Axtell wins it over Hanover tonight. Some might say that's an upset. I don't think anyone in Axtell is thinking that, but Axtell wins it. 30-24 is your final. The Eagles over the Wildcats, they are now 4-0 and start district play off 2-0 in District 3 in 8-man Division 2. Well, stay tuned. We're going to take our next break. We'll come back. We've got some recaps for you from our area games of the week. We'll take a look at that. We'll run down the scores again. I'll also pull up our district standings and take a little closer look at those. That's all coming up here on the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show.
We are having such a good hair day.
Selfie time!
Oh, that reminds me.
That's not a selfie.
I'm taking a picture of this check I just got. With my institution's mobile deposit app, the money goes straight into my free Casafa checking account.
So, a check selfie?
A shelfie?
Oh, no, not a thing.
With state-of-the-art Casafa checking, you get cash rewards and nationwide ATM withdrawal fee refunds every month you qualify.
Ask for Casafa at Community National Bank, member FDIC. Qualifications and rules apply. See institution for details.
Free, free, free. Hi, this is Jake Spaulding with Giant Communications, and our free times 3 promo is back. When you sign up for a new Giant Communications internet service, you get free installation, the first month free, and free modem rental for the first year of service. Leave your old high-speed internet in the dust, because Giant Communications is the fastest internet service provider in the area, offering download speeds up to 300 megabits per second. Hurry, save big, because our free times 3 promo ends soon. If you live in Jackson or Jefferson County, contact Giant Communications or visit giantcom.net to learn more.
Power. You can gain power from propane, natural gas, diesel gas, coal, wind, and water. Here at BMP Propane in Holton, Kansas, we believe that power comes from when you can't control what's happening. You challenge yourself to control how you respond. That's where the power is. Power is being kind in unforeseen situations. We choose kindness. That is us. That is our motto. BMP Propane in Holton, Kansas at 785-364-3711. Power doesn't just come from propane.
It's true. Many of us spend more time thinking about our next vacation than we do preparing for retirement. But if you think your retirement needs more attention, I agree, and I'd like to help. Hi, this is Brad Edwards with the Edward Jones in Hiawatha. Together, we can give your long-term strategy the attention it deserves. Stop by my office here in Hiawatha, Shannon Wright in Holton, or Jeff Russell in Sabetha. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
Keeping you connected on the Kansaland Community Calendar, powered by JBN Telephone Company, the Sacred Heart Catholic Church in Sabetha will hold a community celebration of hope arising out of darkness on Sunday, October 10th. There will be a blessing of the fire at 4:30 when the free soup supper begins. The Mikey Needleman Band plays at 5:30, and Works of Hope by Father Zars will be at 6:30 with Eucharistic afterwards.
And we're back here on this Friday night, this fourth week of the high school football season. Hard to believe. Again, that the football season moving this quickly, but that's just something we say every year this time of year as we get into the midway point of the high school football season. As again, week number 5 will be upon us next Friday night. We invite you to come back and join us for our area game of the week. Of course, we start things off with Friday Night Fever at 6 o'clock, where the guys, Brandon and Johnny and Justin as well, they'll discuss, again, all of the games on tap for next Friday night, and also throw some predictions your way, and we'll have that leading up to the kickoff of our area games of the week on 92.1 and 103.9 FM, and we'll do it again next week and wrap up week number 5 with the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show. Well, I mentioned we had some recaps for you. Not as many tonight, as both Sabetha and Holton playing each other tonight, so we don't have Holton Channel or Sabetha Channel recaps here this evening, but we will get the recap from that Holton-Sabetha game. Johnny, again, had the recap from that game between the Blue Jays and the Wildcats. Also coming up, we'll get Valley Heights and Centralia. Brandon Tatman was there, and he will get us a recap from that ball game. But we're going to start off with the Phoenix, as Tom Counts as the recap between Atchison and Casey Harmon.
The Atchison Phoenix treated a homecoming crowd to an impressive win over visitors J.C. Harmon tonight, knocking off the Hawks 70-0. For Atchison, 8 athletes got into the end zone, scoring touchdowns, led by Jesse Greenlee, who had three, and AHS now moves to 3-1 on the season. Harmon will fall to 0-2. Up next for the Phoenix, they're going to make a road trip next Friday down to Turner, and Atchison, having won three straight games, is a team that is playing very good football. But again, a homecoming win for Atchison. The Phoenix, 70. J.C. Harmon, nothing. Tom Couch reporting for the MSC Sports Network.
All right. Thank you very much, Tom. We're going to jump now to some district play in Class 3A here tonight. We'll start in District number 3 as it is Perry LeCompton. They get back on their winning ways as they defeat Bishop Ward tonight on the road, 42-13. So Perry LeCompton gets to a 1-0 start in District 3. In District 4 in Class 3A here this evening, a bunch of Big 7 League schools in action, and one of the highlights of those matchups here tonight was Sabetha and Holton, a rivalry that has gone back for several years, and it's the Blue Jays and Wildcats with a recap of that one. Here's Johnny Kane.
District play got underway in Sabetha on Friday night as Sabetha played host to the Holton Wildcats, but it was Holton scoring 27 points in the third quarter to roll to a 41-17 victory as the Holton Wildcats improved to 4-0 on the season. It was 14-9 at halftime. Jaden Fletcher, Jace Boswell each had touchdown runs for the Cats. Sabetha got a field goal by Papine, and then also a Matthew Garber to Tristan Whitworth touchdown right before the half to make it 14-9. But out of the break, Holton again 27 points. Jaden Fletcher had a 5-yard touchdown run. Jace Hallauer had a 3-yard touchdown run. He had an interception. Gary Booth, a 39-yard run. Then Jace Hallauer finished it off with an 86-yard touchdown run, 41-17. Again, the final of Jonathan Renier tacked on a late touchdown for Sabetha. Holton finished with 506 total yards of offense. All of those come on the ground. They averaged 13.3 yards per carry. They were led on the ground by Jaden Fletcher, 126 yards, 2 touchdowns. Jace Hallauer at 113 yards. He had 2 touchdowns and 1 touchdown each for Gary Booth and Jace Boswell. Booth also over 100 yards, and he had that 1 touchdown. Sabetha, Josh Sherman went over 100 yards rushing. Jonathan Renier had the lone rushing touchdown for Sabetha, and again, Holton now 4-0 on the year. Sabetha drops to 1-3 as 41-17 is the final score. So again, one final time from Sabetha. It is the Holton Wildcats staying perfect on the year, starting district play 1-0 with a 41-17 victory over Sabetha. Reporting for the MSC Sports Radio Network, I'm Johnny Kane.
All right, thank you very much, Johnny. Two other schools start at 1-0 in District 4 in Class 3A. And those two schools are Rock Creek and Jeff West, as it's the Tigers tonight over Royal Valley at home, 30-12. And Rock Creek tonight, they defeat the Hiawatha Redhawks, 48-0. In Class 2A now, in District number 3, three games on tap. It is Silver Lake, the visitors at Oskaloosa tonight, and the Eagles win big, 53-0. Pleasant Ridge tonight at home. They defeat Mission Valley, 34-28, and it is Rossville. No trouble with McLeod tonight. The Dogs beat the Bulldogs, 66-0. In District 4 in Class 2A tonight, the Central from Nemaha Central, the Thunder win, 20-0 over ACCHS as the Tigers' strong start to the season, but they take their first loss of the year, drop to 3-1 with that 20-0 loss to the Thunder. Also tonight, starting 1-0 in District 4 in Class 2A, are the Bears of St. Mary's. They defeat Riverside tonight at home, 54-7, and it's Republic County tonight, also in that district, over Mar Hill, 44-16. 11-man football in Class 1A this evening. It is Centralia over Valley Heights, 41-16 is your final score. The Panthers win it, and with a recap from that one, here is Brandon Tadman.
It was all Centralia on their home field on homecoming night in a District 2 Class 1A matchup. Centralia getting the best of Valley Heights, 41-16, a ball game you heard on 92.1 KMZA. Valley Heights got the ball first, went three and out. Jared Blaha, 14-yard touchdown run for Centralia at the 6:25 mark in the first quarter, giving the Panthers a 7-0 lead early on. The Valley Heights, a quick response. Trenton LeCure, 71-yard touchdown scamper, just 19 seconds off the clock on that drive. Two-point conversion gave Valley Heights an early lead, 8-7, but they would not sniff the lead after that. And then Centralia responding again. Ethan McNally, a 2-yard touchdown run at 1:26 to go first quarter, 13-8 at the end of one. Trenton Talley, a 27-yard touchdown run on a reverse with 52 seconds remaining in the half. So the defense has stood tall for the majority of that second quarter. 21-8 Centralia at that point. And Valley Heights had a drop pass in the end zone as time expired in the second quarter to potentially get within one score, but it was dropped. 21-8 Centralia at the break, and they would cruise from there. Centralia's Ethan McNally again, a 2-yard touchdown run in the third, made it 28-8, but Valley Heights didn't go away. Caden Parker, 65-yard touchdown pass for two Trayton Claycamp, got it to 28-16 at the under 7-minute mark in the third, but Centralia would score two more touchdowns, one from Ethan McNally to Presley Bowers, 15 yards out, and then Jared Blaha put the cupcake on the sundae, 9 yards, touchdown run. I should have said cherry on top of the sundae, but you get it, trying to throw some flair into that. So 41-16, the final, all Centralia. Ethan McNally, 29 carries, 154 yards, two scores. He also completed 4 of 7 passes, 71 yards, a touchdown as well. Jared Blaha, 16 carries, 110 yards, and a touchdown. Centralia now 3-1 overall, 2-0 in TVL play, 3-0 in district play. Mustangs 1-2 overall, 0-1 in TVL play, 1-2 in this district. The Mustangs will go to Wabunsee next week, and Centralia travels to Jeff County North. Reporting for the MSC Sports Radio Network, I'm Brandon Tadman.
All right, thank you very much, Brandon. And in my opinion, cupcake and ice cream, perfect, go well together. Horton tonight and Jefferson County North in Class 1A, the other game going on in that district tonight, and it is all JCN. They won it big, 60-3 is your final score. And the other game going on in that district tonight, Jackson Heights hosting Wabunsee, and it's Wabunsee, 22-8 winners on the road. One non-district game in 1A, 11-man, it is Troy tonight. They take care of Pleasanton, 56-6. Big win for the Trojans, as they are now 3-1 overall and currently stand with a 1-1 record in District 2 in 1A. Let's take a look at 11-man or 8-man football now, shall we, as Washington County played host to Donovan West tonight. This is a Division 1 game, taking a look at District 3. It is Washington County 44, D West 36, your final score. Both teams are now 1-3 overall on the season. Valley Falls tonight, they get a big win on the road at Maranatha as your final there, 58-28. The Dragons beat the Eagles, so Valley Falls starts off 1-0 in district play. Clifton Clyde tonight, winners at Burlingame, 30-6 your final score. They are 2-1 overall. And it is Onega tonight as we switch gears and head to Division 2 in District number 3. Onega over Lynn, big 62-12. Blue Valley tonight at Frankfort. Frankfort winning 59-14. And a close one in the final and third game in 8-man Division 2 District 3 tonight. A TVL showdown between Axtell and Hanover. And the team that comes out tonight, two teams coming into this one at 3-0. The team still with no losses. The Axtell Eagles, they knock off Hanover. 30-24 is your final score as Hanover, ranked number one in the state in Division 2. They fall tonight to Axtell, and Axtell again now 4-0 and a perfect 2-0 in District number 3. Well, stay tuned. We've got one segment left to go. We're going to go down our scores again. We'll also take a look at the standings for all of our area districts and all of the teams and where they're at, and we'll take a look also at our Lucre Chiropractic and Wellness Game Ball nominees, and I'm just going to tell you, I only have a couple so far. So tonight, if you're on your way home from a ball game and you've got a nominee you would like to add to my list, feel free to give us a call, 1-888-907-2346. That's 1-888-90-RADIO. Please give us a call, as Kirk will gladly take down that information if you've got someone you'd like to add to our Lucre Chiropractic and Wellness Game Ball list of nominees. We're going to do that coming up as we get ready to wrap up week number 4 here on the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show.
We are having such a good hair day.
Selfie time!
Oh, that reminds me.
That's not a selfie.
I'm taking a picture of this check I just got. With my institution's mobile deposit app, the money goes straight into my free Kasafa checking account.
So, a check selfie?
A selfie?
Oh, no, not a thing.
With state-of-the-art Kasafa checking, you get cash rewards and nationwide ATM withdrawal fee refunds every month you qualify.
Ask for Kasafa at Community National Bank, member FDIC. Qualifications and rules apply. See institution for details.
Stop by McDonald's in Seneca or Hiawatha on your way to the game or on the ride home for a meal or just a snack. McDonald's has a variety of food and snacks to choose from on their menu, and you can get it all to go. Why cook before or after the game? Just stop in for your favorite drink or treat yourself to a McFlurry or an ice cream cone. Hungrier? Have a Big Mac, Quarter Pounder, or Chicken Nuggets. Whether you're headed to or from the game, stop by McDonald's in Hiawatha or Seneca.
My name is Kristen Morey, and I have been a chiropractic assistant at Lugert Chiropractic and Wellness for 7 years. What I enjoy most about my job is the family atmosphere and connection we have with our patients. I love working with patients, and my responsibility is to educate and encourage them on how to do exercises and make better lifestyle choices. I am also passionate about teaching my family and friends about the importance of chiropractic, and it's easy to share this message when you believe in what you do. Come let us take care of you today at Lugert Chiropractic and Wellness in Sabetha.
Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton. We've been taking the dents out of accidents since 1983. From collision to paintless dentless repair, window tinting, frame adjustments, auto painting, and glass repair, we do it all. Ron Kirk's professional service also includes local pickup and delivery and the handling of insurance paperwork. We take pride as a locally owned business of getting you back on the road in no time. But the best part of our job is the friends we make by accident. Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton, Kansas.
Denison State Bank, putting your interests at heart.
Denison State Bank turns 120 years old this year. We've been around since William McKinley was president, and before there was an NFL and World Series. With age comes great experience and knowledge, and that's the value of what we can deliver to you today.
Denison State Bank, putting your interests at heart.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Well, for one final time here in week number four, Seth Tomlinson here along with you on the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show. Again, also my thanks to Kirk and Miles here tonight, helping me out behind the scenes, getting us scores and updates here throughout the program. Appreciate them each and every week. We're going to take a look one more time at all of the scores here throughout Northeast Kansas. I'll then pull up, again, the district standings. We'll look at those. And then we also have our Lugert Chiropractic and Wellness game ball to hand out. And we'll do that coming up here in just a few minutes. But first, like I said, let's run down the scores. First up, a non-district game. Atchison tonight in the Kansas City Atchison League. No problem with Casey Harmon. 70-0. It's Phoenix all over the Hawks this evening. In Class 3A, these are district games in Class 3A. It is Perry LeCompton over Bishop Ward, 42-35. A road win for Holton tonight over Sabetha, 41-17. Jeff West picks up their first win of the season. They defeat Royal Valley at home tonight, 30-12. And it's Rock Creek tonight all over Hiawatha, 48-0. District games in Class 2A tonight. It is Silver Lake, a road win over Oskaloosa, 53-0. Pleasant Ridge at home defeats Mission Valley, 34-28. A shutout win for Rossville as they take care of McLeod, 66-0 at home. Nemaha Central also a shutout win. They defeat ACCHS, 20-0. St. Mary's then over Riverside, 54-7. And rounding out Class 2A tonight, it is Republic County over Mar Hill. The Ravens lose at home tonight. The score there, 44-16 in favor of the Buffaloes. Class 1A, 11-man football here this evening on 92.1 FM KMZA. Centralia gets to 3-0 in district play with a win over Valley Heights, 41-16. Jefferson County North also in that same district over Horton on the road, 60-3. Well, Wabunsee tonight takes care of Jackson Heights, 22-8 your final. And in a 1A 11-man football non-district game tonight, it's Troy all over Pleasanton on the road, 56-6. Eight-man football scores from Northeast Kansas here this evening in Division One. It's Washington County taking care of Donovan West. A close one here, 44-36, a one-possession game win for the Tigers. Valley Falls tonight over Maranatha on the road, 58-28, and rounding out Division One, Clifton Clyde over Burlingame, 30-6. In Division Two tonight, it is Onega over Lynn, a final score of 62-12. Frankfort tonight all over Blue Valley at home, 59-14. And the big game, the big story in eight-man football tonight, Axtell knocks off Hanover on the road, 30-24. The Eagles start off 2021 with a perfect 4-0 record. Well, I wanted to take a look at our district standings, so we'll start in Class 4A. Again, Class 4A divided by the east and west side. And right now, Atchison sitting in the top four in that district, as it is Atchison with a 3-1 overall record, as just slightly edging them out. Also with a 3-1 record is Chanute. They're also at 3-1, but they've got a 39-point difference, whereas Atchison positive 24 points. Baser Linwood leads the east with a perfect 4-0 record, and they have a plus 44 margin. In Class 3A, taking a look at our local schools, again, we've got Perry LeCompton in District 3, and they are, again, in the top half of District number 3, as Topeka Hayden in district play is 2-0, while Perry LeCompton, Santa Fe Trail are both 1-0. Bishop Ward is 1-1, with Osawatomie and Baldwin both 0-1. A lot of local schools in District 4 in Class 3A. You've got Holton, Rock Creek, and Jeff West. They are all now at 1-0. Holton and Rock Creek have that 21-point average, while Jeff West tonight had an 18-point win. Royal Valley, Hiawatha, Sabetha, again, then all on the bottom half of District number 4. In Class 2A, taking a look at the district standings, again, most of our schools there in District number 4. We do have some in District number 3. Pleasant Ridge is 1-0, while we have Mission Valley at 0-1. Rossville and Silver Lake, both winners tonight, so they're also at 1-0, with McLouth and Oskaloosa at 0-1. In District number 4, Nemaha Central, St. Mary's, and Republic County all at 1-0, while you've got Mar Hill, Atchison County, and Riverside all at 0-1 to start district play in Class 2A. In 1A, in District number 2, we have several teams in that district, and we've got Centralia, Jefferson County North, both unbeaten in district play. Centralia 3-0, JCN at 1-0. Jackson Heights, Troy, Valley Heights, all with one win, while Wabunsee and Horton, again, winless in district play. In eight-man division one, we've got several teams from the Twin Valley League in that one, along with Valley Falls, the Independent. Taking a look at that district in district number three, Valley Falls, Clifton Clyde, all at 1-0. Also, we've got in there Washington County at 1-0, as they defeated Donovan West, who is 0-1, along with Burlingame and Maranatha. In Division 2, then, in eight-man football in District number 3, several schools. We've got Frankfort, Axtell, and Hanover, Lynn, Onega, Wetmore, and Blue Valley Randolph. As tonight, again with that big win tonight, Axtell gets to 2-0 in district play. Frankfort is 3-0 in district play. Hanover drops to 2-1, Lynn at 1-1, Onega at 1-2, and both Wetmore and Blue Valley winless in district play action.
Sometimes you gotta do what you gotta do.
Let's go! Come on!
At Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness in Sabetha, one of our specialties is providing sports chiropractic and rehab to Northeast Kansas. Just as we strive for excellent patient results, we want to recognize excellent performances from our area athletes. Welcome to tonight's Game Ball presentation.
And again, just a couple of nominees here tonight on our Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness Game Ball list of nominations. I've got Garrison Booth from Holton. Tonight, 7 carries for 121 yards and 1 touchdown. But our winner tonight of our Game Ball, we're going to hand this one off to Centralia's Ethan McNally tonight, as he carried the ball 29 times for 154 yards for two touchdowns. And to top it off, he went 4 of 7 passing for 71 yards and one touchdown. So over 200 yards of total offense and three touchdowns. Again, our Lucre Chiropractic and Wellness game ball winner tonight, Ethan McNally of Centralia. Well, taking a look at our on-air schedule here coming up this weekend. Again, we've got several things on air tomorrow, as we do have some K-State football for you, as Kansas State starts off Big 12 play as they travel to Oklahoma State. Again, we'll have that for you tomorrow. Also then on KARE 93.7 FM, Benedictine is at Graceland with a kickoff set for 1 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. Of course, all of us Chiefs fans still stinging from our loss to the Ravens last Sunday. They'll try to right the ship as the Chiefs will take on the Chargers. Pregame show on 92.1 FM KMZA will begin at 11 a.m. coming up on Sunday. Taking a look at the schedule for next week, we've got our locker room chats. Again, those will hit the airwaves on Wednesday and Thursday next week. Did miss something on Tuesday. We've got high school volleyball as the Holton Triangular. This will be a very good triangular right here as Holton, Hiawatha, Nemaha Central, all powerhouses there in the Big 7 League. Hiawatha ranked number 3 in the state, as that will be a big one, and you can catch that one on 103.9 FM KNZA. Also then on that Tuesday night on 92.1, it will be the Royals and the Indians with the pregame show at 6:30. As far as high school football, next Friday night, here's our plan. Of course, we'll kick things off with the Friday Night Fever show. That will begin right around 6 o'clock next Friday evening. Our scheduled games on our three stations on KNZA, Jeff West will be at Hiawatha for the Red Hawks homecoming. And here's another huge game in this district as Axtell and Frankfort will meet up next Friday night on 92.1 FM. Brandon will have the call of that one. That a big game again in that district in eight-man football. Also, another good game probably next week will be heard on 93.7 FM. KARE out of Atchison has the Ravens and Tigers both, Marhill Mount Academy and ACCHS, both coming off tough losses here tonight. They'll both try to, again, get back in the win column when they meet up again next week on 93.7. And don't forget, of course, we'll wrap up with the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show after all of our games. And on MSCSports.net tomorrow, or excuse me, next Friday night, our games on the Holton Channel will be Holton Royal Valley, and on the Sabetha Channel, it will be Sabetha Rock Creek. Again, the scheduled games next Friday night for week number 5. Well, that's going to about do it here for tonight. We appreciate everybody tuning in. Again, thank you to Miles and Kirk here back at the studios helping out with the scoreboard show. Also, thanks to the guys out in the field. We appreciate all their help throughout the week getting us ready for the program here tonight as well. That's going to do it here for week number 4. I'm Seth Tollefson on the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show.